Today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online is brought to you by Blue Apron. Blue Apron is treating Real Ghost Stories Online listeners to $30 off your first order if you visit blueapron.com/ghost. We're nearing the 200 episode mark of EPP bonus episodes with Real Ghost Stories Online, and they just keep getting better and better.
I walked down the hall. Something was wrong. One of the doors to the old classrooms was open. I wish I would have ran past, as I can still see what I saw in my mind today. Standing on top of the desk in the middle of the room, staring right at me, was a little boy. His face was pure white. When I say white, I mean literally white. And his eyes were very dark, sunken back into his skull.
When you sign up to be an EPP extra podcast person at ghostpodcast.com, you get access to every single EPP bonus episode and exclusive video content as well. There's now two ways to be an EPP. You can sign up for $5 a month through our website or follow the link at ghostpodcast.com to become an EPP through Patreon.
I finally decided to talk to this freaking thing and demand answers. Alone, I sat in the quiet and asked if there was anything there. I told it to let me know it was listening.
Membership started just $5 a month with bonus tier options on Patreon at $10 and $20 levels, with extras including advanced commercial-free episodes of our regular show, bonus perks, and more.
After a moment, there was a knock on the wall. I was scared but pissed, and I said, "Are you the one who won't leave me and my son alone?" Which was followed by three loud bangs on my wall. I cried and ran and hid. I couldn't do this anymore.
This show can only survive through your support of being an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com and keep Real Ghost Stories Online on the air. And thank you for your support.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your Real Ghost Story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. To share your real ghost stories with us, you can write it on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com, or even email your audio file to us if you want to record it on your smart device and send it to Tony, T-O-N-Y, at realghoststoriesonline.com. So lots of ways to get your haunting experiences in our direction for a future episode of the program. Tony and Jenny Brisky joining you once again. Oops, there we go.
Hi.
Here we go. All set.
All set.
I'm all set. Hi. I'm getting used to this new computer over here.
Oh, okay.
It's our first time using this one to play back calls and play back our lovely background music and all that. And I'm just like, like at first I thought it didn't sound bassy enough. So I had to adjust the setting and anyway. So.
You good now?
I think I'm good.
Okay.
I think I'm good. It's my first day really using it as my soul. I've not turned on the old computer today.
Oh.
Just, it's like a, you know,
transitioning.
Kind of, I've been kind of transitioning the last week of getting things moved from that computer to this computer. And I think I'm good so far. There'll be something I'm like, oh my gosh, I need that. And it's over there. But
sure.
The world of the cloud is nice because I can, so many things I just kind of put there now, but every once in a while you run into something. So anyway, that's my exciting thing of the day. How about you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're good? You have nothing? Nothing exciting?
Nothing exciting.
Nothing? Okay.
No.
Thought I'd ask. Catch any squirrels lately or?
No, or armadillos.
Or no armadillos in the front yard? Anything like that? Anyone wearing sweaters?
I haven't seen anything wearing sweaters outside.
It's a shame. That really makes for an exciting day when you see a small furried creature in a sweater. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Let's jump over to our first call. Hi, you're on the air. Let me pick the caller. Here we go. Hi.
Hi, guys. My name's Mariah. I called last summer, actually, about a butt-touching ghost that lived in my boyfriend's old apartment. And I actually have, like, a fresh, brand-new, just-happened potential ghost story that happened last night because it was a dream. And I wouldn't even bother calling, but I got some potential validation that it might be something. I also want to point out that in the background I have like a little bit of music playing just so I'm not like sitting here in the quiet talking. So it's not an EVP. I apologize. But anyway, so give you a really quick backstory. My grandmother passed away 8 months ago, and I'm a very, you know, me being a sensitive, it was like I kind of would expect to see her or get some kind of signal from her, like just saying hey or popping in, but I'm still having trouble, I guess, accepting that it happened. Like, I can talk about it, obviously, but it's just like, that's kind of as far as it goes. I don't really like to think about it too much, or I try to keep myself busy when I do. Just because, you know, one of those things where you should have talked to them and you didn't. And, you know, for a few months beforehand, I kept having this recurring thought, like, you need to talk to her, you need to talk to her. And then listening to your guys' stories, and I always hear about, like, people's grandparents or something passing, and, you know, they needed to talk to them. So it just, I thought it was that. I brushed it off, when in reality, she ended up passing away spontaneously. And it's just one of those things. But prior to that, when I was really little, me and her joked, and she was like, when I eventually pass away, I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna, like, show myself to you, but don't worry, I'm not gonna be all scary looking. And, like, we laughed, and I told her, like, please don't do that. That's gonna scare the crap out of me. And to this day, I still stand by that. So, when she passed, that was the first thing I thought of, and I was like, well, you know, I hope she still shows herself to me, regardless. And then I found myself, as much as I want to see her or want to see her, just have some kind of, you know, interaction with her, I was really afraid, and I guess, again, I still haven't really come to complete terms with it, so I don't really want to have an interaction to an extent, because it's like, that proves that it's true and it happened, and, you know, denial. But anyway, the other day, I mean, I always kind of say it anyway, but I was like, man, you know, like, I really wish you could, you know, visit me or do something that I would know that it's you. Like, I smell her a lot all around the house because she has a very distinctive smell, but, you know, as far as, like, a more personal visitation, I kind of wanted that, I guess. But I have a very strong wall up against a lot of spiritual things, like, that goes up and down, because sometimes I'm more inclined to be open to spirits and sometimes I'm not, so, you know, whatever that means. Anyway, back to the story. Last night, at the very end of my dream marathon, I dreamt that I was, like, in some big house, I don't know why, and there was a bunch of people there that, like, I supposedly knew, even though in reality I didn't, and, like, one dream friend I had, she, like, we went out in the backyard, and my grandma was there, and she, like, looked kind of sick, and my dream friend went over there and was talking to her, and I was just kind of waiting for, you know, the girl to walk away so I could talk to my grandma. And in my dream, it didn't, like, dawn on me that anything had happened. It's just kind of like, oh, there's Gammy. You know, her nickname. And, so I, you know, when she walked away, I walked over there, and I was like, hey, and I joked because I was, like, across the country for some reason in this dream. So I joked, and I was like, hey, I flew all the way here just to see you. And she kind of looked at me, like, looking upset a little bit with me, and she's like, why didn't you visit me? And I was like, I know, I'm sorry. And then, I was like, I would like to give you a hug if that's okay with you. If not, it's okay, but I'd like to. And then she kind of smiled, and we hugged, and, like, kind of laughed about it. And then, we decided to walk back into the house, because we were in the backyard, and we were walking back in the house. And she's like, oh, where's your mom? And I was like, ah, she didn't want to come with me. And she's just like, ah, she never comes to these things. And I'm like, I know, right? And then we walk out the front door, and I see my mom, and then all of a sudden, like, it hit me, like, wait, why is my grandma here? And I turned, and she was gone, and then I turned back to my mom, and I just started crying, and then I woke up, and I woke up around, like, somewhere between, like, 7 in the morning and 7:10, and I would have just left it off as that. Like, it's the first dream or interaction directly I've had with her since she's passed, but I was like, you know what, like, even if it's a visitation, I don't really have any proof that it's a visitation, you know, other than, like, my potential feeling it was, because when I woke up, I was very anxious, and I tend to feel really anxious when there is energy around me, but also, just having a dream like that, it's high emotion, so it could have just been brushed off as that. But I come to find out, because my mom was about to leave to go to Walmart, she tells me that her grandfather clock stopped at 7:09 a.m. So, I don't know, say what you want. I like to believe that she visited me. It's really nice to feel that way, and maybe, like, she'll keep visiting me if I'm able to open myself up to it. Because I told her, it's really coincidental, because the other day, I just talked to myself, and whoever's around, spiritually. And I was just kind of like, you know, feel free to visit me in dreams. Like, that's probably the best way you're going to be able to visit me, because otherwise I'm going to get scared. You know, that's just how I am. And I also appreciate the fact she didn't do it. If she did visit, like, she didn't do it at, like, 3 in the morning, where I would have totally freaked out and, like, not went to bed. But, yeah, that's just a little short story. This is off topic, but I figured if I'm already calling you, I might as well just add this in here. Again, off topic. My boyfriend and I'm really sensitive. As far as I know, he's not. He's kind of the type that's like, I'll believe it when I see it. But for some reason, every time we're together and every time we're alone, he sees something around me. Usually I don't see it, but he sees it. And he's also the same boyfriend that we had the butt-touching incidents with. And he's in a new apartment now, because it's his last semester, and they change apartments every semester. And we were sitting in his kitchen, and he saw, apparently, like, a big moth size, like, well, a really big moth size black shadow fly across the ceiling into the bathroom. I didn't see it, but I believed him because he was really freaked out. I just wanted to know if you guys had any opinions on that, too, like, you know, maybe Jenny, why you think for some reason when we're together, it magnifies, I don't know if it's his sensitivity or just, like, we attract spirits to us. If he's not really as sensitive, is it me bringing it to us? Is it him? Is it just us combined? Is he actually sensitive? I don't know. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you have a great day. I hope your girls are good. And bye-bye.
I think the grandmother probably did visit her in her dream, because it sounds like the grandmother is kind of making visits when she's not asleep. Mm-hmm. By the way, she can smell her.
Sure.
And the grandmother's probably really thinking, hey, how can I let her know I'm still here without freaking her out completely?
Like, she's probably aware that she could very easily freak her out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, it could too be that with her sensitivity, it's a little bit easier to pick up on some of these things, mm-hmm. like smells.
Sure.
But as far as why things happen when it's the combination of her and her boyfriend together, I'm wondering if it's something in their energies together. Or maybe he is sensitive and he just is able to block it out until somebody is sensitive with him, and then it's more than he can block.
It's an interesting thing to think about, mm-hmm. where if you have two people together that have that ability, if you will, does it amplify?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. That's one I haven't really contemplated before.
I don't know. But I'm just wondering if that's maybe part of what's going on.
Sure. Thank you for calling in and sharing that with us. 855-853-4802 is our number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Blue Apron, supporter of our program, and we've been loving these guys well before they were ever supporters of our show. They're the leading meal kit delivery service in the U.S. And while many people know what they do, many don't know about the types of meals you eat when you cook with Blue Apron. You're not just having burgers for dinner. You're making short rib burgers with a hoppy cheddar sauce on a pretzel bun. You're preparing seared steaks and thyme pan sauce with mashed potatoes, green beans, crispy shallots in under 45 minutes and without a trip to the grocery store. That's what makes it so nice, especially if you're busy, which most of us are. Sometimes it's just, you know, you're saying, what are we going to have for dinner? And you don't know. And it's like, well, we could heat that up or this up. If you got Blue Apron, you got ingredients to make a fresh, delicious meal at home. All different size plans as well. Two-person meal plans, family meal plans, even a wine plan. So there's lots of options here with Blue Apron. They get a variety of choices every single week. It's really fun to go on the app or into the website and to take a look at what your upcoming choices are. Pick out the ones that look best to you. And then, boom, it shows up on your doorstep. You make dinner in less than 45 minutes. You got to check it out. Offers 12 new recipes each week. Customers, you pick 2, 3, or 4 based on what fits your schedule. Blue Apron sends only non-GMO ingredients and meats with no added hormones. It is quality stuff. Blue Apron is treating Real Ghost Stories Online listeners to $30 off your first order if you visit blueapron.com/ghost. Check out this week's menu. Get $30 off at blueapron.com/ghost. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Let's go to the caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Brewskis. I wanted to make sure and record this, as this was a dream that just happened this past night. don't really know how the dream started, but in the dream, for some reason, I felt like I was a counselor. I wouldn't say necessarily a high school counselor, because it wasn't a high school setting, or maybe even a church counselor, who knows. But anyways, there was this girl in the dream who everybody knew was having problems, and for some reason everyone was suggesting that I help her, that she talk to me. Now when I say everyone, there were two other individuals in the dream. One was some guy I didn't know. The other one was some girl that, very, very attractive woman. But I didn't really know her. She looked familiar, but I didn't really know her. Anyway, so I go with them to meet this girl, and she's also very pretty. Again, I don't know her or recognize her from anywhere. But yeah, she's telling me her issues and telling me her story. And it just sounds like a woman who's not really appreciated. You know, her husband just doesn't appreciate anything that she did for him, or anything that she did for his family. And anyways, throughout the course of the woman starts coming on to me very strongly. And the guy looks at me and he's just like, hey, you know, give her what she wants. I know you're having problems too. And I won't lie and say that, you know, I'm not having troubles in my marriage, but it's nothing that's not savable. You know, I look at it as this is what I'm going through is issues that everybody goes through in their marriage. But just the fact that the guy said that to me and I really didn't know him kind of threw me off. But then the other woman in the dream also says, oh, if you guys are going to start getting into it, I just might join you. And it kind of gives me that come hither look. That every man should know when a woman gives it to him. But I vehemently just told this woman, no, I'm not your husband. I myself am married. I am not doing this. We are not doing this. You don't need me. You need Jesus. You need God. You need help. Whatever I have to give to you physically isn't what you need, isn't going to help you. And she was persistent. Even the other girl was persistent. The guy in the dream just kind of looked at me like, dude, you know, you got two women who want you. What are you doing standing here looking at me? Why aren't you giving it to them? And I still was just, no, this is wrong. This isn't going to help anybody. This isn't going to make anything better. You need Jesus. Only Jesus. Only God can help you. Only God can give you what it is that you need. It was then at that point that the other woman got, or the main, I guess, girl who was supposed to be helping kind of got aggressive. The other one then followed suit and also started getting aggressive and undressing themselves and trying to undress me. And again, I just kept saying no, stop, you know, hitting their hands away, pushing them away. And that's when, finally I just gave both of them just a really hard shove. Told them no, to leave me alone. I can't help them. I can't give them what they need. They need to turn to Jesus. And it was at that point that the original young woman yelled at me. Her yell pushed me out of whatever room I was in with them, and the door slammed shut. And like, I basically just fell backwards out of the room. Like, what the heck is going on? And then I woke up. And when I say I woke up, I mean like I felt like I was dropped onto my bed. I was still under the covers, but that's just how it felt. Like I was let go, like I was dropped on my bed. It took me a little while to snap out of it, to kind of say, okay, you know, I'm back in my room. But I still could feel that I was not alone in my room. There was others there, and it wasn't just one. I definitely felt all three, and to me it was like it was three entities who were in my dream that were trying to, I don't know, I guess get me to give in. They realized that they had lost, and like I could feel them just seething at me. And just right then and there, when I realized that I wasn't alone, I began praying the Our Father. And at the end of the Our Father, like everything, the mood in the room changed. It felt calm. I felt like I was alone, like I wasn't in any danger. It took me a little while to settle down. I went to the restroom, you know, washed off my face, washed off, you know, the sweat that I could feel from my dream. It definitely clung to me. It was very, very thick. It was scary, to say the least. Not necessarily the dream was scary, but the fact, how I felt when I came out of it, I felt in very real danger. And I was just glad that I was able to come out of it. Just weird, very, 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 very strange. I can now identify with those individuals who I've heard on your show talk about these types of dreams where it wasn't a dream, or it was an attack in it within a dream. So that's my story. I wanted to get it off my mind and record it while I was still fresh. It's kind of awkward because I promised myself that I was going to go to the gym in the morning, which I'm surprised I still woke up for and still went to the gym, got my workout in. The workout definitely helped me get out that frustration of just, you know, feeling violated at the fact that, you know, I was asleep in my home. I should be safe, and apparently I wasn't. You know, I am a practicing Christian. I do pray with my family, and, you know, it's kind of, I don't want to say it was not reassuring, but I guess kind of reassuring that even though we're Christians, we are still under attack. As long as we stay true to our faith and stay faithful in it, then we are never really in any kind of danger, I guess is how I kind of take it. Even though we can still be attacked, anyone can be attacked at any time, but keeping faithful and strong in your faith is really what protects you. Anyways, that's my story. I have several more from the great state of Texas. There are lots of stories and legends that become true once you hit Texas. But that's my story for now, guys. Thank you very much for the show. Y'all have a great day.
I kind of wonder if something he accidentally had been around maybe knew that he wasn't in the happiest place, as far as how he alluded to there being some issues with his marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And it took the opportunity to prey upon that.
Yeah, I wonder if there's something like that involved here.
Mm-hmm.
That's was kind of feeding on it. I was also wondering if he was flying an airplane. That was my other...
The sound?
Yeah,
the sound. I think he was driving.
I know. It was so like, I was waiting for, what a pilot say?
I don't know.
Breaker 19, breaker.
No, they don't say that.
I don't know. it was just kind of like, wow, there's a lot of, but it was clear enough that I could understand him. But it sounded like that deep roar when you're on a plane.
Yeah.
But thank you for calling in and sharing that experience with us. Giving us your insight. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Hi.
Hi, guys. My name is Diane, and I'm calling in from New Bedford, Massachusetts. Love your show. You guys are just awesome. And I tune in every chance I can. I've become a Patreon member. So I hope that's helpful. You guys certainly helped me with, entertainment and hearing stories about the paranormal, which I love. So I need to preface my story by saying that I am a Christian and I have tremendous faith in God. But there's something about the paranormal that makes me feel right at home. I feel soothed and I guess comforted when I'm watching or listening to stories about the paranormal. It's a little strange, of an experience for me, because a lot of times as Christians, we're told to kind of stay away from these things, that they're evil and that you're opening doors to demons. So I don't know what it means for me in my life, but anyways, the first experience I had was when I was 13, and like I said, I had always enjoyed the paranormal. I used to read books and watch any thrillers I could watch, and still to this day I love my paranormal movies. So when I was 13, my family moved to the Azores. Those are islands off the coast of Portugal. That's where we're from, and we lived there for 2 years. So anyways, one day we had a gathering at my house for a pig roast, and I just remember hanging out with everybody in the driveway. There were lots of people there. We were eating and enjoying ourselves, and then I just got this sudden urge to turn around and look behind me. And when I did, I had just a vision pop into my head about one of my cousins, Gloria. She was standing against the wall of the well or cistern that we had in the backyard. It wasn't really an apparition, but kind of was in my mind. I'm not sure how to explain it. So anyways, I just thought it was strange that I hadn't been thinking about her at all. I mean, we were 3,000 miles away from her. She was in the United States. I had been there for quite a while. And then all of a sudden I get this urge to turn around and there she is. So anyways, I moved forward and continued the day, you know, and just went about my business. Well, a couple of weeks later, my mom pulled me aside and told me she had some sad news for me. She told me that Gloria had been killed in a car accident more than 2 weeks before. So Gloria had been dead by the time I had the apparition or, you know, thought of her. So I just, you know, my jaw dropped because she was clearly deceased. I hadn't received the news yet. So, you know, I link that to a paranormal experience for me. It's almost like she was saying something to me from beyond. It took me a long time to get over her death because she was the first one in the family to pass away. She had been killed in a car accident, so it was a violent death. But she was the first person to pass away in my lifetime that I remember. I know my grandmother on my mom's side passed away when I was 2, but I don't have too many clear memories of her. So anyways, fast forwarding a little bit, and I don't mean to sound like I'm switching subjects, but it kind of all ties in at the end. I've always struggled with depression and anxiety. I've been clinically depressed before and been treated with electroconvulsive therapy. Anyways, I've had 3 children and been through a couple of marriages, and life's been a little tough. So recently also come to terms with the fact that I'm an empath. And looking back at my life, I realize I've always been an empath, but I never really had, you know, named it or categorized it. I just knew I could feel other people's feelings more deeply than others. And I know what they're thinking. I know in advance kind of what's the outcome is of certain things. It's just a deeper way of thinking. And I finally recently connected with someone from my grade school years, kind of out of the blue, and it turns out she's an empath also. So just interesting how these things work out. So anyways, fast forward to me in my late 20s and 30s, and I'm home alone one night with my 3 children. My husband's at work because he was working an opposite shift. They had gone to bed. And so I'm sitting down watching TV, and then suddenly, I don't even know what I was doing. I don't remember. I think I was just watching TV. The ceiling fan and the light just turn on full blast. Like, the light just turns on and the ceiling fan goes from 0 to full blast for no reason. There was nobody there. The switch I could see from where I was sitting. And I just sat there. I remember staring at the ceiling fan, wondering what the hell just happened. Why did that do that? So I called my husband at work hysterically, trying to make sense. He's trying to talk me, you know, and comfort me, trying to make sense of what the heck could have done that. So he convinced me that it could have been radio frequencies or electrical frequencies somewhere in the air or planes overhead. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. But it was enough to calm me down and get past it. So I didn't make too much sense of it. But, you know, later on when my depression and paranoia got a little worse, I started having more experiences. I experienced what they call psychosis, audio psychosis. I had voices whispering in my ears and seeing things out of the corner of my eyes. And I still deal with those things now, but I don't let them get to me. I know sometimes your brain can play tricks on you, but I don't know. My psychiatrist says it's depression with psychosis diagnosis, but now at this stage of my life and other things that have happened since the voices, they're making me question whether it's all really psychosis. So the most recent thing that's happened has happened within the last month or two. On two separate occasions when I've gone to sleep, I've experienced sleep paralysis. And it was just so random. Like, I've never experienced this. And then within a month apart from each other, not even, I had two experiences. Nothing different had been going on in my life. Yes, life is stressful, but nothing out of the normal has been happening. So one time I was on the couch downstairs in the living room getting ready to take a nap. And just before I fell asleep, I tried to pick up my head, but felt like there was a hand like pushing my head down against the couch. And I literally could not move or lift my head. I remember trying to scream for my daughter. Nothing would even come out. I was like, oh my God, I can't even talk. It won't even come out. It just felt like dead weight pushing my head onto the couch. I couldn't scream. I couldn't talk. And then within a few seconds, it just released the hold of me. So I told my family about it. Strangely, even after talking to them about it, I wasn't completely terrified of the experience, but I was concerned. They're like, I don't want this to happen again. This is just not normal. Well, maybe it is normal. Who's to say what normal is? But it did happen again. So a couple of weeks back, I was falling asleep for the night, and I go to bed very early because I wake up at 3 a.m. for work. And it happened in my bedroom this time. But this time it was frightening. My head was being pinned against my pillow. I had just drifted off to sleep and I woke up and I felt like my head was being pinned against my pillow. Although it was facing to the side so I could breathe, but it was being pinned by a very strong force and I could not lift my head. I could not move my body, nor could I speak or scream. But what I could do, and I managed to figure out real quick, was that I could look back and see what the heck was behind me. So I turned my eyes as far back as I could to see behind me, and I saw this enormously tall black shadow with just eyes. And I could clearly see the hand reached out, pushing my head against the pillow. Could not make out if it was male or female, but it did speak in a very evil, very demonic voice and said, I am evil. I'm getting the goosebumps, just saying this. I told my oldest daughter about this one day and she totally surprised me. She works in a church, in our church, and she knew the term for this experience of sleep paralysis. And I think what's taught there, you know, in the church is that demons are real and they constantly try to suppress us, especially Christians. And that my experience could have very much have been a real demon. But, you know, I don't know. So anyways, to wrap things up a little bit, I haven't sat down with my psychiatrist since that happened, but I'm curious to see if it is lumped into the category of psychosis because of the depression. I highly doubt it's all psychosis at this point. Like I said, 3 years ago, I received ECT, or electroconvulsive therapy, as part of my depression treatment, and my memory was affected from the treatment. So I'm trying to document these things before they get lost to memory issues. The final thing I want to mention is something that happened last year. I was outside, real quick, on my patio talking with my neighbors. They were all construction workers, and this is like a summer afternoon. And I had been reflecting that day very deeply about life. My father and nephew had recently passed away, and I was thinking about them at that moment. And within a few minutes, a white dove comes out of nowhere and lands right next to me. Fortunately, I had my phone, so I took a picture of it. I still, to this day, believe it was a message from heaven. It's just so extraordinary, really. I mean, you're thinking about a past, you know, a loved one, and white doves. I don't know if they're abundant here in Massachusetts or not, but just for have one land right next to you after you've been reflecting very deeply about lost loved ones is just weird. But even my neighbors were stunned by what happened. I think they took pictures too. But you know, I've had many strange dreams about deceased people returning to visit. You know, family members. They don't frighten me, but I don't forget them. They're stored in the banks of, you know, my memory. So anyways, this story is for all those people out there who are struggling with depression and psychosis. Don't always doubt yourself, and don't always, you know, maybe it's not all psychosis, but keep an open mind. All right. Thank you guys. Thank you for this platform. I absolutely love your show. Like I said, I did become a Patreon member. And I hope that I can contribute in the future. And please keep doing what you're doing. It's just an amazing show. Thank you. Have a great year.
I think it goes hand in hand. I think sometimes it's more the chicken or the egg. What, you know, what came first, or what did you experience first? Mm-hmm. Was it, you know, paranormal, or was it something with the underlying issues that she was talking about with depression and anxiety? Because I think they're so closely linked for people that have depression and anxiety to have paranormal experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Not always everybody that has paranormal experiences has the other, mm-hmm. but it's almost, I would just bet most of our listeners that have depression and anxiety have at least one ghost story to tell.
Yeah, I agree. And I agree. So it's not always, you know, completely linked together, but there's so many times where it does work hand in hand.
Yeah,
I agree. Thank you for taking the time to share that story with us, and thank you for being an EPP extra podcast person of our show through Patreon. That's another way now you can support our show and become an EPP. You can do it right through our website, which is ghostpodcast.com, or you can follow the link at ghostpodcast.com over to the Patreon platform if you prefer that for supporting shows, and you can support us right through there, become an EPP. Same stuff over there. And even some extras if you want to even be an EPP at a higher level a month than $5. So there's some options there for you. That's how we keep this thing on the air. If you like the program, please do that. Be an EPP. Ghostpodcast.com is where all of that starts. Until next time, for Jenny Brewski, I'm Tony Brewski. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.